Hello, it is May 1st, 2024, and today is a wild and windy Wednesday. Wednesday? The Two of Wands is what we have today. Sagittarius, Leo, and Aries. A very encouraging card, no matter what we do with this fiery Mars energy. We have the confidence to step up and step out into the world, beyond our comfort zone. What we seek, or who we seek, is out there. On the Rider-Waite-Smith card, we see a well-dressed human in travel clothes standing on the roof of a stone castle or chateau, contemplating the view. Purple mountains lie beyond the blue water, and we can see the rooftops of his or her tiny-looking hometown, nestled among green trees below. He holds a long, straight wand, like a walking stick, in his left hand and a globe in his right. To his right, a long wand is bolted to the building. He has established himself here, which is all well and good, but that globe he is holding is small. It's as if he's comparing it with what he sees beyond, or what he doesn't see. This card talks about expansion, distance, and a global or international consciousness, the big picture. The number two talks about partnerships or relationships. My favorite version of the Two of Wands is from the Wild Unknown deck. Two-pointed wands, drawn in black and white ink, are placed vertically on the left and right side of the card, leaning in toward one another before touching their tips at the very top. When they come together, they generate beautiful rays of multicolored energy in the form of even, steady, horizontal rays of red, yellow, green, blue, and purple. The Italian After Tarot, Pietro Aligo and Giulia Massaglia, is an interesting deck, illustrated with the assumed outcome or next frame of the movie, the next chapter of the story. On this version, our hero is still standing on the roof of his fine chateau, but has offered the globe, his world, and one of his wands to the beautiful woman dressed in a pale green gown, who now stands beside him. They now contemplate the globe together. They are joining forces, sharing their plans, visions for the future, and passions, the world. Kindred spirits. It's exciting and stimulating to collaborate with someone who shares our vision of the future, our worldview, our passions. These two are speaking the same language, even if they don't. Perhaps they're planning a trip together. Perhaps they're looking for the perfect spot on the globe they'd like to live. Perhaps they met on vacation. As it is said about this card, the world is their oyster, which is apparently a quote from Shakespeare. Why then, the world's mine oyster, which I, with sword, will open. Implying the pearl within represents all life's richness. And so it is. And so it does.